peace will come. It's easy to be pessimistic about international relations, but I see cause for hope. Indeed, the BBC recently referred to peace breaking out when the United Nations Security Council agreed a plan to deal with Syria's chemical weapons on the same day that the new Iranian president, Rouhani, made strong overtures to the United States. At the same time, the new Pope seems determined on a path towards a poor church, and Totnes MP Sarah Wollaston followed her constituents' lead in voting against her party's push towards war with Syria. There is cause for hope. So as we move towards the centenary of the start of the war to end all wars, how far have we come since 1914? Two world wars have scarred us and scared us collectively and individually. Humanity is realising that war doesn't work, that it only serves the interests of those who make armaments. We are building towards peace. It's the next stage in our human development. So when our leaders are brave enough to push for peace, we must support them vocally. And when they try for war, we must oppose them vocally and actively. At the same time, we must support and build the international institutions that try so hard to take us in the right direction. And we must encourage our government to take a positive stance towards the UN and towards peace. And above all, we must train to wage peace. We must learn and teach the skills and the attitudes necessary to bring about peace at home and peace in the world. The skills of cooperation, mediation, good communication, trust in our common humanity, the ability to look beyond our own group and see that we're all the same. And if we feel down, if we're depressed by a lack of progress, we should remember the words of Wolf Mendel, a German Jew who became a Quaker. He wrote in 1974, "It is not so important when the perfect world will be achieved or what it will be like. What matters is living our lives in the power of love and not worrying too much about the results."